The Cape Fear region is full of song this holiday season. Another choral concert is coming up this weekend with the Wilmington Choral Society. The group will perform the first and second parts of Handel's Messiah on Sunday at the Wilson Center at 2 o'clock. Choir director Paula Brinkman and board president Kim Leggett joined us in the studio. Considering that the Messiah has been around for 275 years, I asked Paula what gives it such staying power.
I think that the number of choruses that are so classic, in both senses of the word, just resonate with people. And year after year, they're played on the radio, they're played in concerts, they're sung in church choirs and civic choirs such as ours. I think it's a piece that's going to be around forever.
And it's very happy and uplifting music, too, and something people are familiar with. They've heard all their lives. And whether they are asked to come and sing along or not, they probably will. It's just one of those things you just have to sing if you know it.
What do you think are the most popular choruses in it?
Well, the Hallelujah, obviously. For unto us a child is born.
And the Glory of the Lord.
Glory of the Lord. Yeah, probably the three best known. Yeah.
The chorus has outreach to Mother Hubbard's Cupboard Food Bank. Are you asking audience members to bring non-perishable foods to this concert?
Yes. In fact, usually every concert, we encourage a donation of a canned food item or non-perishable food item. And we also present a monetary donation at some point in the year to a nonprofit organization in the area. And for the past few years, it's been Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. And we'll have boxes in the lobby at the Wilson Center and encourage people to just bring something to donate.
So that would be non-perishable goods like canned foods,
yes,
boxes,
yeah, things that don't necessarily need can openers and things that will be staples that won't spoil.
And Kimberly, you're the president of the board. Tell me about how the Wilmington Choral Society worked it out to move to the Wilson Center and kind of make that your new home.
This is our 66th year, so the Choral Society has been around for quite a while. And as it's grown and been in different venues around Wilmington, it's outgrown pretty much every spot that we were. Our accompanist actually had the opportunity to come on board the staff at Cape Fear Community College 2 years ago, I think, because he's just a fabulous pianist. And he was kind of listening in the wind when the talks were starting about the Wilson Center and planted that bug, and we just followed along. We started talking with Shane Fernando from the beginning, and as soon as we were able to work out logistics to have our first concert here, we were hooked. We can't imagine being anywhere else.
It gives you a lot more room for all of the singers,
yes.
Right, as well as more room for audiences.
Exactly. We are at 100 or a little over 100 most of our seasons. And for this performance, we also have 14 orchestra members and a harpsichord. And our very first concert at the Wilson Center, we had every seat filled. And I think it seats just a little bit over 1,500. So we are very grateful for the extra space, and we hope to fill it every time.
That was choir director Paula Brinkman and board president Kim Leggett from the Wilmington Choral Society. This Sunday at 2 o'clock, the group of 100 singers is joined by a harpsichordist and 14 orchestral musicians for Handel's Messiah at the Wilson Center. Find details at whqr.org.